Lactating mothers have been advised not to substitute breast milk with supplementary food, especially in the first 6 months after delivery. The Nadoli District Director of Health Service, Florence Ansomwini, who gave the advice, said exclusive breastfeeding does not only improve the immune system of babies, but also promotes the health of the mother. Madame Ansomwini was speaking at a Durba to Climax, a week-long activity marking the breastfeeding week at Dafiame in the Upper West Region. Swala Abdul Wahab sent this report.
Other activities that took place during the celebration were screening for breast cancer, testing and counseling for HIV, talks on the importance of exclusive breastfeeding, weaning, and education on sanitation, among others. Madame Ansomwini said about 136 mother-to-mother support groups have been formed in the district. These groups, she said, serve as peer groups, which also further educate their colleagues on the importance of exclusive breastfeeding and antenatal care. She says child mortality in the district is decreasing because the women have embraced the exclusive breastfeeding concept. Madame Ansomwini said malnutrition caused death of 10.5 million children worldwide last year, a situation she described as unacceptable, and called for concerted efforts to deal with the problem. The district director of health expressed gratitude to the Nadoli Area Office of World Vision, UNICEF and World Bank for their support aimed at reducing child malnutrition and malaria in the district. The Nadoli Area Manager of World Vision, Samuel Malu, was not happy with the malnutrition rate in the district, which stands at 13%. He promised to raise work with the health authority to reduce it to the barest level. Mr. Malu said, since the inception of the NGO in 1993, it has worked to improve on education, health and agriculture in deprived communities in the district. He called on the people to sustain the gains that have made and build on them. A nursing mother, Comfort Tuglian, who spoke to Radio Ghana, said since she started exclusive breastfeeding, she does no longer spend money in the first 6 months of her birth on food supplements. She said it has also prevented her child from falling sick often.
Swala Abdul Wahab's reports.